Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me for today's podcast episode as we talk about the turning point energies of December 2020. This has been a big year. We have moved through some very rare and powerful astrology, and December brings us some new opportunities, some new openings, and some new directions. And I want to talk about three specific energies in today's podcast to help you navigate what December is opening up for you, also what it is revealing to you. So we're going to talk about the Jupiter-Saturn energies of this month. We will look at the Sagittarius new moon solar eclipse on December 14th. And I want to talk about the third and final Pluto-Mars square that's happening towards the end of the month. Now, there are other energies, of course, happening with the Capricorn solstice, the Cancer full moon, and planets that will be squaring Neptune. I'll be covering those more specifically in the Wednesday weekly intuitive astrology podcast episodes. I wanted to give an overview in this show of how December is significant and how you can navigate it with a sense of mastery over what you've been moving through in this very dynamic year. So let's take a look at the important connection between Jupiter and Saturn. Now, we know that they are going to be exactly conjunct at 0 and 1 degrees of Aquarius starting December 21st. That's the exact conjunction. But it's really significant to talk about these two throughout the whole month of December. And that's because they are both traveling together. Jupiter begins the month at 26 degrees of Capricorn. Saturn begins December at 28 degrees of Capricorn. Throughout the month, they are only 2 degrees apart, and they are both moving to the last degree of Capricorn together. So this is very, very significant. And it's very important to understand the process you've been moving through in this year and how it has been heavy, challenging, intense. It's required you to get really clear about areas of your life, your commitments, your obligations, what you need to take care of. Capricorn is about our responsibilities in the world, how we show up. And we look at it through the lens of energetically showing up, how you are showing up in your life, how you are showing up in physical form during this part of your soul's journey. So when we look at it from this perspective, we are zooming out on just right now, or even beyond the timeline of 2020. We are zooming out to understand the bigger energetic transitions that are happening for you at a soul level that are significant. And this is actually something that probably only you know. You know at a very deep level. Capricorn is associated with the physical structures of our bodies, including our bones, our spine, our teeth. A Capricorn is connected to our knees. It's connected to our physical energies that compose our body. And so with these energies, we've been deeply working at a cellular level of physically changing our energies and physically going into the structures of our body, the structures of our lives, the structures of our daily lives, but also looking at what has served a purpose. It has been useful. It has showed you something. It has taught you. It has brought up areas of your life that maybe you weren't sure how to be in charge of. The Capricorn energy, especially as planets move to that final 29 degree, is a place of mastery and graduation. And with both Jupiter and Saturn traveling together, it's very significant. So Jupiter is the energy of what we learn, how we grow, how we come to understand things. We collect wisdom through experiences. Jupiter wants to benefit us. It wants us to expand and be optimistic. It wants to show us how to do things perhaps in a new way. Jupiter can bring up the understanding of what is correct for you, what is right or what is wrong for you. It shows you more about the world, shows you more about real life. And in Capricorn, we've had responsibilities that we've had to tend to. We've had to take care of things, but hopefully you have felt some support in these areas of your life. You've felt that you've really been capable of taking care of your duties, and hopefully Jupiter has made it easier. Now, when Jupiter is traveling with Saturn, Saturn is the planet of responsibility, restrictions, looking at what is sensible, what you can truly handle. Saturn asks us to make choices by saying, listen, you only have so much time and energy in a day. You can only do so much. You have to say no to some things in order to say yes to others. So Saturn brings up the boundaries and establishing what is correct for you, what you need to take care of. You cannot take shortcuts. You have to see a process through. Take it step by step. Capricorn is the mountain goat, and think of climbing a mountain. You take one step and then the other step, and yes, you need to rest and you need to sleep and nourish yourself as you go, but you have to keep trekking. And so the Capricorn energies have required us to keep trekking, a very steep mountain at times, no doubt. And yet Saturn, especially in Capricorn, brings achievement, brings rewards, and brings recognition. So at a personal level, it's very, very important, even to your mental well-being, in addition to your emotional, spiritual, and energetic well-being, to truly recognize yourself and what you have moved through this year that was perhaps a very big deal in your world, restructured your world, renovated your world, changed your life permanently. There are energies here that required us to only do as much as we can in a day. It was almost like you just couldn't do one thing more. Being at capacity, being at bandwidth, you couldn't push it any further. And that's all that was asked of us during these intense Capricorn energies of 2020. So now that Jupiter and Saturn are conjunct, they have a very interesting conversation, because while Jupiter wants to expand and make it bigger and make something easier, Saturn wants to restrict it and give it a boundary, give it a fence, and to make sure that it's not too easy, that you've really put in the grit. You know, you have skin in the game, and that's how you have mastery. So together, Jupiter and Saturn really show us what we're capable of achieving when we believe in ourselves, when we show up for ourselves, when we have faith in a process, when we're able to say, okay, this was really tough, but I did it. And even on the days when I had low energy or when I wasn't sure, I kept showing up for myself. So energetically, at a soul level, this is a graduation point for you to truly acknowledge what you've had to change in this year that was perhaps very intense and brought you into these deeper soul contracts, these deeper soul lessons. And usually they are with members of our soul group that we have karma with. And Capricorn is about karma, because it's about the choices we make and the consequences of those choices. And I know that consequences can always sound like one of those words where you did something wrong and here's the consequences, but it's an energetic experience of your own energy, where you made a choice or you said something or did something or whatever it might be, that creates an energetic effect that can show up in any number of ways. And that can be very beneficial. So that can be you stuck with a hard project. It was challenging. It required more research. You had to do a lot more than you realized you signed up for. But by sticking with it and not giving up, you then became more educated on a certain area of the project, or you saw something through and people really appreciate it. You got recognition. It was something that you earned. It's that kind of energy where what you put out does come back to you, especially in Capricorn, because Capricorn requires us to be adults, to be mature, to understand that sometimes it's not easy being an adult. It's not easy being a parent or a grandparent. There's things in life that we have to take care of. There's hard choices. There's areas of ourselves that we're not quite confident in, but we're pushed to show up anyways. So one of the gifts here of this Jupiter and Saturn conjunction is spiritual maturity. maturing into more of your own energy, understanding what choices are correct for you, and allowing that to be enough. Now, this is another thing that's coming up this month as they both move to 29 degrees and then move into 0 degrees of Aquarius, is that this is asking you to be strong in yourself, to take full ownership of what you need, what you want, what's true for you. And think of it as energetically supporting your spine, where perhaps you feel like you're getting a new backbone, the backbone to stand up strong in who you are, what you want in your life, what you need, and to step away from feeling too much responsibility from other people, from understanding that you're not responsible for everything that they need or everything that they want from you. It isn't your place to take on their weaknesses. It isn't your responsibility to step forward and perhaps take care of a whole family or take care of a sibling or be responsible for what happens next in a family dynamic. It's like that isn't yours to carry, because that could be one of the deeper soul contracts that you are rewriting for yourself, that you're meant to follow your own path. You're meant to follow what you need, because that's truly where your power lies. And what can be revealed is that it shows you where people maybe have been hooked into you, energetically reliant upon you, codependent on you. And this Capricorn energy says that it's absolutely okay to go your own way, because that is your responsibility to yourself. And when you do that for yourself, you are actually gifting people with the opportunity to do that for themselves too. And this is actually a big theme in these soul contracts, soul groups, soul connections, is that it's usually the leader, the one who has the higher level of consciousness or awareness, the one who's done the most work, who is the first to step away. You're the one to break that connection, to break those lower vibrating bonds, and to step away and to do something different, to do something new. And when that happens, it then kind of creates people like they're in a scramble. They're like, no, no, don't leave. Stay where you are. We need you here. We rely on you. This is what you do. But what you're then showing them is they have new choices to make too. They have new areas where they can grow, new things that they can try. They're ready for a new direction as well. And when you go up to the higher perspectives on this, when we change a path, when we do something different, when we move into a new area of life that's calling us forward, that resonates, that's coming from the heart, when you trust what's new and what's waiting for you next, you are really growing and stepping into this new frequency that allows other people to do the same. But you're giving them a choice point that they might not want, where they like the comfort zone, they like the reliability, they like what you've done for them, they like what is, they don't want to change what is. But all about these energies here in December are kind of like shaking up the snow globe, shaking it up, because we're meant to keep moving forward. And wherever you have felt stuck, it could be sinking your energy, whether that's consciously or not, because a part of your future self is already in the next experience. And that's connected to these Aquarius energies that are coming in. So December has graduation. It has a sense of personal responsibility, as well as mastery over your life, over your choices, over what you want and what you need, without relying on other people. So it is a two-way street where you could stay in a situation because you like feeling needed, or you like the attention, or there's something that you're receiving in return for being in a certain role. And of course, this is something to look at for yourself if that's true for you. But what is coming up is that there are transition points that are meant to benefit everybody. So if you step away from a role, let's say you've been in a significant leadership role at work, and you're understanding that you're bored, you're done with it, you're not interested, but you keep showing up because it's easy, you know the paycheck, you know the team members, your coworkers, and you know that they need you. At some point, that won't be satisfying enough. at some point, your own internal needs and messages will get louder. And when we don't listen to those messages coming through, we can have resentment. We can be unhappy and feel heavy. We can feel a sadness. We can feel a sense of, I don't fit in here. And then you can start to unconsciously act out because there's a part of you that isn't being fulfilled. And it's important to know that because another part of the Aquarius energy is the rebellion that comes up. So it's almost like if you don't honor yourself, if you're really feeling like you have to keep carrying the weight of the world for other people or they rely on you too much, that is actually part of your false ego keeping you in a role. And as the energies move into Aquarius, which is very unpredictable, there can be a part of you that then becomes rebellious, that acts out, that is a part of your unconscious self that is looking for freedom, but you're looking for freedom within a cage. And it's like, yeah, you might feel like you're in a cage, but you have the key to open the door and get out of the cage. So you see how it's a very interesting energy to be aware of in ourselves and in our own lives because we're meant to move forward. It really is a push. So in addition to this graduation energy of Jupiter and Saturn reaching that final completion degree of Capricorn, we also have a burst of energy coming forward with the Sagittarius new moon solar eclipse. And it's a very interesting energy here because every new moon solar eclipse brings in downloads of new potentials, new openings. In Sagittarius, it is adventure, opening up to a new area of life. It is about expansion. It's wanting to take a risk. It is the call of the soul saying, this is what you can do next. So it's typically very inspiring and uplifting energy. Now, with this solar eclipse, we have Mercury conjunct the sun and the moon, and Mercury brings in words, thoughts, ideas, a travel, where you want to go next, what you want to understand, learn, teach. There's an energy here around what you need to feel that you're on the right track for your life going forward. But these three energies, the sun, the moon, and Mercury, are conjunct the south node. Now, this is very important because the south node is what we're leaving behind, is what is closing out. We've learned something through our belief systems. Perhaps you've even been challenging your own belief systems, the limitations of what you thought were possible in your life. This could be around any and all areas of life. This could be around your energy with your family, with work, with money, with children, with relationships and love partnerships. This could be around your purpose in the world. This could be around so many things that have essentially energetically constructed your life. And the South Node has not been in Sagittarius for about 18 or 19 years. So it would have been back in 2001 to 2003 when we last had a clearing out of the South Node in Sagittarius. So look at your life over the past 18 years. And yes, that is a big span of time, but there is meant to be a removal here. There's meant to be things that are no longer resonating with you. They're no longer your truth. And truth is one of those energies that shifts for us throughout our whole life, because your truth now is probably very different than your truth when you were 6 years old, when you were 18 years old, when you were 25 years old. Your truth evolves with you. And this is an opportunity during this Sagittarius new moon solar eclipse to step into a higher truth that actually might feel a little bit too big, meaning you're going to grow into it. The pants are a little bit too big. You need room to grow energetically. And part of that growth is from understanding how when we take a risk to move into something uncertain, meaning it's new and you're looking for new experiences and you're looking to try something differently. It's just foreign territory. Sagittarius is where we go into new terrains, where we don't know the language, we don't know the culture, we learn as we go. Energetically, it's the same. You're stepping into a new belief system for something that you're not quite sure about yet. It's like, how is this going to work? Can I do this? Is this right for me? And what we learn with the Sagittarian energies is to stay open and to move through an experience. Sagittarius is the opposite of Gemini. Gemini is about our thoughts, our mental energies, our communications. It can be very much about the linear mind and the energies that we have circulating in our brains. Sagittarius is get out of your mind, move your feet, get out into the world, and have some experiences. So we're stepping into foreign terrain that is requiring a lot of trust without the steady ground just yet. And the other element of this that's quite strong in this chart is that Sun, Moon, Mercury, and the South Node in Sagittarius are all being squared by Neptune. And I do have this video for you on YouTube about the Sagittarius solar eclipse. It's on my YouTube channel under playlists. And Neptune squaring all four planets and points show us what we're not certain about. It's confusion. It's a sense of, can I do this? I don't know. I'm not sure. What's happening? And always with this energy dynamic, Neptune says, go higher into your higher self, into your soul, into the parts of you that are peaceful, to rise above that uncertainty or the fogginess, and to go into a place where you are simply okay with whatever transpires. It's the highest levels of ego detachment. It's the parts of us that are good no matter what transpires, no matter what plays out. And as you go higher and detach, it actually becomes smoother sailing. It becomes more fun. It has a sense of possibilities and wonder and openness. One of my favorite song lyrics, actually by Paul Simon, is, "These are the days of miracles and wonder." And that's a great way to look at these transitions. The miracles are opening, the wonder is happening, the openness of, yeah, we don't know the specifics. We don't know. And that's okay. It's okay not to know, but to be in that place of trusting in yourself, believing in yourself, and also believing in how the universe, God, source, spirit, whatever you call it, is supporting you energetically. The universe's energy is neutral and it reflects back to you what you believe. And so when you say, I believe in something bigger for myself, I believe in something wholer, something that is in true alignment, then the universe says, yes, that's where we're going to put our energy. That's where you're going to feel the energy show up. So along with the Jupiter, Saturn, and Capricorn graduation and mastery, where you're taking full responsibility for yourself, full responsibility for your life, full responsibility for your choices, and full responsibility for where you want to go next, this Sagittarius new moon solar eclipse can also bring in these new levels of faith in the unknown, as well as a deeper trust in yourself that you could even feel at a physical level. You could physically feel this, it's like a strength. I feel it as like the strengthening at a core level that you are more than capable of handling whatever you're embarking on next, whatever you desire, whatever you want, whatever's calling to you. Because if it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be calling to you. There has to be an energetic match on the other side. So if an idea keeps coming to mind, if you're feeling something strongly in your life, if you're getting that push to try a new direction, a new career, if you're feeling a very deep connection to somebody, especially at a heart level, and a part of you is like, is this real? Am I making this up? Is this just in my head? Is this true? Well, it's true, and it's true for the other person as well, because they're feeling your energy. They're feeling a connection to you. They're feeling that heart connection as well. So it's absolutely real. It just requires us to go to different areas and to trust in a whole new way, to believe in something we haven't seen just yet. The other thing to be aware of with this Sagittarius solar eclipse is that Mars is trining these planets. Mars is giving us that push. Mars is in Aries, and it's the fire initiation. I'm ready. I want it. Let's go. That's moving it forward. And that's happening at a personal level, at a physical, energetic level, that you're going to feel the push to take action even when you don't know the results. When you feel ready to do something is coming through so strongly. It's the moving the body, right? Needing the energetic release somehow. It also is an infusion of energy here that is very motivating. It's inspiring. It's ready to go. That's another energy signature that is showing us that it's time for this next area of life to gain some traction, to gain some energy, and to trust that it's leading somewhere that's absolutely suitable for you. As December progresses, these energies may start to feel clearer for you, where you're meant to stand stronger in your self-respect, your personal needs, your integrity, and an understanding of what you want next, where you need to go next in your life, as well as what is completing for you around older belief systems, older patterns, older things that you held as a truth that are no longer needed going forward. So then the other big energy that's actually closing out December will be the third and final square between Pluto in Capricorn at 23 degrees and Mars in Aries at 23 degrees. This energy is the strongest in the last week of December, and it is a completion of what you have been renewing within yourself. The first square was back in August when both Mars and Pluto were also at 23 degrees of these same astrological signs. And Pluto is the stronger energy. Pluto is the soul's evolution, the soul's transformation, what you've been understanding in this lifetime in these Capricorn areas of your life and in your natal chart. And then Mars comes along, and Mars is our personal independence. It's our ego, our desires, our sense of I want this next, and I want to begin a new cycle. And so as Mars has had this ongoing dance between not only Pluto in Capricorn, but also the squares with Saturn and Jupiter in Capricorn, this Mars in Aries has been stripped bare. His ego has been blasted away. Anything false that's no longer his true essence has been removed. And this is the struggle or the conflict that maybe you've been feeling. Pluto does bring up an angst. It's a very unsettled energy, and it's between what your soul is supporting you to transform versus what your personal sense of self really wants right now. And the image I've been getting is that this Pluto energy of metamorphosis, of renewal, of release has been working with us at a deep level that is the root chakra. And the root chakra is how we feel safe in the world. It's our fight or flight. It's where we feel grounded. It's where we feel worthy of being here, being in our own skin, being ourselves. And so there's been this desire to perhaps emerge or do something new, do something different, but it hasn't been time because Pluto's force on our personal identities have required us to go slow through a process that's maybe felt agonizing and painful, where you just want to know what's next. You want to move out of the discomfort, but it's really a deeper reprogramming and rewiring of who you are now. And the Pluto energy, it blasts away what is complete and what isn't of the correct frequency going forward. But this is not something that feels good. It feels like there's something maybe even at an ego level that you've been experiencing conflict around, or that you want control of something, but you don't have control of it. You want to feel safe, but maybe there's been this sense of not feeling balanced or grounded. And the removal here is of the lower frequency fears that were meant to just understand served a purpose, served a function, but now we're being stripped bare, and it can feel very vulnerable, and it can feel powerless that you're struggling against a change. But it's a change that maybe you're feeling or that you're intuitively sensing, but it doesn't feel like you have power or control. And then it flares up the ego that says, well, I want to do it this way. I want to do it my way. I want to make sure and be the captain of this ship. But Pluto is saying you are moving through a much deeper process. And it is also showing us where our egos can be limitations, where our ego can limit us in understanding what we are meant to do, and where we could be actually in greater alignment when we let go, when we surrender, when we say, I don't know what's happening, or I don't know what this is going to look like next. But because the energy is so powerful and it's moving me forward, there's something deeper going on here that I just have to roll with. That's a choice. You don't have to roll with it. But that is the bigger focus of Pluto, is that it moves us into a new terrain, a new territory, but we have to go through the discomfort or the dark night of the soul. We have to go through the fears. Now, in some previous episodes, I talked about how the fears are showing us more about our energies, and that the deeper underlining energies of a fear is that it's a part of you that wants to keep you safe, that doesn't want you to get hurt, doesn't want you to feel pain, doesn't want you to be rejected or abandoned. It is a deeper programming around something that happened to you previously, because the fear is about something in the past, whether that is past energies in this lifetime or across multiple lifetimes. It brings up something where you created a fear to protect yourself. And so the fear is serving a function. It's trying to keep you safe. It's saying there's danger, don't do that. But it also is showing you another area of consciousness, or another area that you can elevate and reprogram and say, but I am safe because I'm wiser. I've learned a lot. I understand more about myself and my needs. This can be where that fear is actually being reprogrammed into greater trust, trust in yourself, and also feeling safe in yourself. This can be one of the most powerful ways to shift a fear or to change a vulnerability, where it can feel very raw, very open, very uncertain. But when you go into it more and you understand some of the deeper messages, and again, this could be related to childhood, this could be related to a traumatic experience, this could be related to an overall theme across all of your lifetimes that you as a soul have been experiencing on repeat, now is the time where there's higher consciousness on the planet that you can let that fear know that you are safe within yourself. You trust yourself. You feel the power within yourself. You feel a rising sense of your own energy. And this is where you really have access to more of your own light, is that when you create safety within yourself, that's really what you're looking for. And it can be as simple as, I am safe to move forward because I trust myself. I'm aware of the potentials. I'm aware of my choices. And I'm aware of my ability to navigate things no matter what happens, no matter what comes up. And I remember having these conversations with a number of different clients back when I did personal sessions. I no longer do personal sessions, but thank you to those who inquire. But what came through a lot of times is that so much of our fears, They're just looking to feel safe, and you generate that within yourself. And that's what you create within yourself that you're responsible for. No one else is responsible for that. No matter where you've been in your life, no matter the relationships, the dynamics, the influence from parents, it's like we are capable of feeling safe in our own skin, in our emotional body, in our sense of self, in who we are, in our purpose. And yet that's what requires your attention. And I remember having a conversation with someone about she was really afraid of the people around her that she couldn't trust. And she's like, but how do I trust them? And how do I know that they have good intentions? And my advice was, you trust yourself. You trust you. That's it. That's where you then get stronger. That's where we develop our intuition. That's where we develop a sense of what is correct for us. That's where we know when to speak up or when not to speak up. You trust yourself. And that's something you do and you work on throughout your whole life, similar to a muscle that you're always activating, that you're always developing. And when you trust yourself, then you know what to do around other people or who to engage with or who to be in connections with, relationships with, partnerships with, because you trust yourself first. So you're rewiring this programming that, oh, I have to be with trustworthy people or other people have to make me feel safe. The responsibility is to make yourself feel safe. What does that mean? What does that mean to you? How do you feel safe? How do you trust yourself? Very big questions, certainly worth thinking about and sitting with, and especially relevant in December, because Pluto blasting Mars is clearing out anything that isn't you anymore. And it can feel very much this naked, bare, raw experience, because your ego really doesn't stand a chance. And yet that's the gift. That's the gift of the reemergence. And that's the gift of really understanding more of who you are, what you need, and what you want. So you can see how this reprogramming at the root chakra, the base level, is creating a new energetic foundation for what we've covered in this show about being stronger in your backbone, being stronger in your sense of self, trusting what's correct for you next, trusting that you can step out on a new adventure, a new direction, a new path, a new purpose, because that's who you are now. And 2020 has gifted us with this fresh start, with this higher sense of self, and with these changes that we're ready for and we want, especially at a soul level. So big month, a big month to complete a big year, and then to begin with some very dynamic energies in January. And I do have the December 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinar available if you want to look at these energies more precisely for yourself. I also talk about what the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in Aquarius is doing in your chart. And we talk about the Cancer full moon in addition to the Sagittarius new moon solar eclipse. So use coupon code Sagittarius. The link is below this podcast, and that is designed to help you really understand what you are graduating from, what you are mastering in what areas of your life, and then where you're embarking on a fresh new start, that even if your ego has been afraid, if your ego has been not wanting it or has been worried, there's something bigger that is pushing us all forward, because it's what the planet needs right now. We need more people to step in line. And I'm getting the image of a drum line where when each person takes their energetic place, so to speak, when they are truly in their gifts, their talents, their purpose, their sense of self, there's this whole new harmonious frequency that begins. And it is that orchestration of energies. It's like the symphony is really in sync and creating something beautiful, because that's how we all interconnect and work together in this really beautiful, lovely, uplifting way. So energetically speaking, There's a reason why you're being asked to move forward. It's for the greater good. It's for the greater expansion. It's for something that we don't quite see yet, but it absolutely is forming now. So that could be another understanding of what's happening, of why you're being pushed and prodded, is because there is a bigger plan coming together, and it requires us each to show up and to show up with a sense of who we really are. So December is significant in this way. I hope this has given you some good things to sit with, to think about, and to honor in yourself. I hope it's also been validating of the challenges and changes that you've gone through this year, that the energies are shifting. In December, we're moving into a whole new playground in 2021, and there's going to be more that we need to step into, understand, embrace. Of course, the ride continues on, but there's always good things that join us, that show up with us, and that validate your choices and what you have honored in yourself. And then I also have that whole astrology program on the energies of 2021, and you can find that link below this podcast as well. And it's six webinars, that also talk about the ongoing squares between Saturn and Uranus and where they're showing up in your chart. And this is where you're going to be experiencing your next round of life changes, is the Saturn in Aquarius squaring Uranus in Taurus energies. So thank you so much for joining me today. I will be back for our next podcast episode every Wednesday and Monday. I wish you a beautiful start to December. I hope that you feel empowered and ready for what is next. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or over at consciouscoolchic.com. I have 10 books, including a number of them that are audiobooks. And I also have various programs and courses on not only astrology, but also on business development for those of you who have an online business and you're looking to grow it and expand it. So I hope that those resources help you. And in the meantime, have a beautiful day ahead. I will see you back here very soon.